There were two cousins visiting their uncle one day, and they're outside laughing and making a lot of noise. And their older, wiser cousin, who had started college, came up to them and said, "What are you guys doing?" He says, "Well, we found a $20 bill, and we have a contest. Whoever tells the most fantastic lie gets the $20 bill." And the older cousin, thinking much of himself, "When I was your age, I never lied." And they go, "You won." Some people just wake up. Slowly but surely. It is not hypocritical to sin. It is not hypocritical to sin often. In fact, it is courageous. In spite of your history, in spite of what people think about you, to courageously get up and believe that God can fix your mess. That takes courage. It is sometimes the lazy fool that points the finger at people who sin and say, "Look at those hypocrites." The Lord had a beautiful saying, "Those of you who consider yourselves stronger than the rest are supposed to help them." Imagine if you were having a heart attack and you called up emergency services and the people came up and instead of helping you started laughing at you. You would say, "But you guys have the talents and the skills to save my life. I'm in pain. Help me." That is the way those of us who look at people and point the finger and call them hypocrites are. If you are better, why aren't you helping? And if you're not better, why aren't you trying? Because something worse, what we call hypocritical, is someone who has given up trying. But that's a very difficult thing to figure out, because you have to get into the person's heart and you have to see, are they just failing or are they faking? Because often we will fail, we will sin, we will not live up to our ideals or the gospel's ideals, but sometimes those are the times when the most courageous heart, the courageous spirit says, "I will not give up because I love you enough to try to become a better person." So sometimes those people that are called hypocrites are those who are the most courageous, who fight against the biggest enemy, which is themselves, their failures, and their incessant attempts to try once again, while people around them may say, "What a loser. Why don't they just give up?" It's very easy to take hope and to crush it. But we as Christians, especially if you consider yourself strong, have an obligation to help one another, especially those who are weak. And yes, even those who have given up trying, who are truly hypocrites. Why do you think Jesus spoke about them so much? Because he cared about them. Other people can give up, but we as Christians are called never to give up, neither on ourselves nor upon our neighbor, because it takes guts and courage to get up. It doesn't take any courage just to lay there and give up and say it's impossible. With God, all things are possible. Христос воскрес!